When driving through the busy suburbs of the capital Nicosia and you see familiar fast food restaurants and clothing stores, it's hard to imagine that away from the tourist areas, including the opportunity to walk down the Green Line, that boundary that now divides north from south, there are miles of perimeter fences, a buffer zone patrolled by UN peacekeepers, amongst them soldiers from Kent. Whilst visiting the firing range of the Blue Beret camp, I met up with some of the young men whose deployment means they've swapped the rain of home for the sun of Cyprus.
They're currently going through a close quarter marksmanship shoot, which involves them firing the assault rifle in the rapid and then switching to their pistol and then firing the pistol. So it has to be very fast, very aggressive in order to destroy the threat. And that's how we do business.
Just on the floor, just forward and check your target.
George Bignold, I'm a second lieutenant.
This all started, this life in the army, at the University of Kent at Canterbury.
September 2009, and whilst at a freshers' fair, there was a university officer training course stand. I went over a couple of months later. I was stuck into doing training all the time with them and getting involved. I did 3 years with them, and then I thought I'd give the commissioning course a go, and I was successful. Then 3rd Battalion said to me, would you like to transfer across and join the infantry? And I leapt at that chance.
And how has it been here in Cyprus?
It's been fantastic. It's been a steep learning curve. For a young officer, we don't have a chance in the reserve army to really do the day in, day out, how to administrate a platoon, which is what I've learnt here.
Private Craig and Private Strange.
Hi, how you doing? Nice to meet you. Dominic. Nice to meet you. Hiya.
Nice to meet you, Joe. My name's Mark. I'm from Canterbury.
My name's Kyle. I'm from Folkestone.
What got you interested in wanting to be a reserve for PWR?
Well, I always wanted to join the army myself. And I just wanted just some experience from my belt.
Same as Mark. Just to get the experience. Wanted to join regulars in a couple of years as we get older.
For Private Rick Austin from Maidstone, Cyprus has been a chance for him to follow in his father's footsteps.
Yeah, with the Royal Signals back in 1956 to 1958, back in the Troubles, and the day before got deployed for my training. And to come out here, he passed away last year. So, yeah, it did turn into a bit of a memory trip for me.
Down about, turning left as we go down. And we're going to do vehicle patrol.
I'm now in a UN armoured personnel carrier known as a Tactica. We're heading towards Nicosia International Airport, a key battleground of this conflict in 1974.
It's very strange walking down this corridor. There's a passport control just in front of me. And then seeing a duty-free shop.
This building is a time capsule. Lieutenant Connor Bowditch took me back to the events of 1974.
This was a key objective for the Turkish intervention or invasion, whichever side you see it from. And obviously, there was a lot of fighting on the peripheries of the airport, and actually, a lot. If you see the building, there's a lot of round strikes as well. And the rounds were coming to the airport, and there were still people inside. You know, so.
So if we were standing here on that day, 1974.
It would have been pretty chaotic, everyone trying to grab what they can and get on the transport to get away. And sirens going off at the camp down the road, and then the bombers start coming in and bombing the runway.
That would have been terrifying.
Absolutely, the rounds start coming through the window, everyone's getting back from the windows and shielding beyond their luggage. Mm. Absolute chaos,
Tomorrow on the programme.
This area is called Leather Street Crossing. One of a few crossings which is used by anyone trying to get from the north to the south and vice versa.